I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of
welcome to Susie Larson Live. I'm always so very honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, Carter Conlon wrote this. He says, prayer activates God's power, and God's power changes everything. He says, when you pray for the miraculous, God will answer. When you face obstacles, God will give you hope. When you feel powerless, God will empower you. When you long for a transformed life, the most powerful thing you can do is pray. You know, we do not know and won't know this side of history how many wars ended, how many communities were transformed, how many lives were saved, marriages restored, prodigals came home, because somebody took their prayer life seriously. I'm so excited about today's show. It's back by popular demand. It's another edition of the Intercessors Insight Show, where we will talk with some good friends of mine who give high priority to the time in the secret place with God. As you know, if you listen off enough every day, I talk to leaders and pastors and authors all the time, but I want to give time and space. I mean, these women are significant kingdom people, no matter how you slice it, but I just want to give some priority to people who spend time in prayer, who take God at His word and give priority to that secret place. So my good friends, Bonnie Newberg, who happens to be my mentor, Shannon Velser and Rosie Brosnan join me today to talk about what God's speaking just to their hearts these days. We're going to talk about prayer, about just what's on our heart, what we're hearing, what we're sensing from God. I want to know two things from you. One is, what are you sensing from God? What's He's been speaking to you about these days? And two, how can we pray for you? Because you've got an opportunity in this next hour to have some pretty fiery women of God pray for you. I mean, don't even get them going. Actually, let's do it. Let's get them going. So if you need prayer, text it in 877-933-2484. Quick announcement before we hear from these girls. Oh, I'm excited. Mark your calendar for this Sunday night, December 6th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. This Sunday night, we're doing another live stream event. The one we did just a couple of weeks ago, I think already has 25,000 views. It's been pretty awesome. This one we're doing, me and Dr. Troy will get together again. And this time, the title is Peaceful Sleep, Addressing Insomnia from a Scientific and Scriptural Perspective. Just because so many of you asked for that, we'll have some fun giveaways. And it's a free event. But mark your calendar this Sunday night, December 6th. All right, let me tell you about my guests. We'll get them on the show. Bonnie Newberg. First of all, it's my mentor. She's a long, dear friend, a lover of God's word. She's actually a brand new great grandma four times over in just a matter of weeks. Two of her grandkids, one had triplets, one had a single baby. She's a recent retiree who's trusting God to repurpose her. And when she speaks, I just want you to know, I always listen. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susie.
So good to be with you. Now, Rosie Brosnan, she's a major gift officer for Northwestern Media and University of Northwestern. She's an author, inspirational speaker, mom of two boys, wife to Gary, loves to pray, garden, read, exercise, and laugh. And every single time I've ever talked, like if we talk in the hallway, we just meet, we're talking on Zoom, it goes to the depths immediately. I love this woman. Rosie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Susie. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Good to be with you. Shannon Velser and her husband, John, pastor of North Star Community Church, a church they planted 9 years ago in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. They've enjoyed having front row seats to watching the miraculous hand of God move in and through the local church. They have two adventure-seeking boys, Aiden and Asher, man, I love those names, who keep their parents on their toes and their mama in prayer. And Shannon is just a global kingdom woman, and I just love it every time I get a chance to talk with her. Shannon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Susie. I'm so excited to be here.
Looking forward to this conversation. So we start every day talking scripture. So let's start here. So Bonnie, is there a verse or a passage or place in scripture you've been hanging around these days and pondering?
Yes. I've been hanging around and meditating on Romans 12 and especially verse 9 through 11. And it says, let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another in brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. not lagging in diligence, fervent in love, serving the Lord. And I just love that because it's you know, in these days, you know, I just think God is calling us to love in a way that maybe we haven't before. And I don't know. There's just so much in there. I've been trying to unpack it and have God bring some revelation around it. So that's kind of where I've been. Mm.
You know, we were talking before the show started, all of us, just how the intensity that we're seeing all around us is requiring something of us that's actually necessary. It's training us for battle, and it's making us, conforming us more into His image. And it's not comfortable, but it is a righteous, precious process if we let it be. So how about you, Rosie? Is there a passage you've been thinking about?
Oh, Susie, you know there is. And I always laugh at the Lord because I'm like, what passage is it going to be this week? Yeah. Father God. Okay, so it's Jeremiah 6:16 for me. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for those ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your soul. So that it just, that scripture is just resonating through my whole body on the fact that we are at a crossroads in our society and in our personal lives and in our family lives. And we need to ask for those ancient paths, that there is a path to choose, and we have to be intentional about that, and to trust the Lord to rest, that He has that path laid out for us, and to rest and to give it to Him. And that's an act of choice as well. So I am just loving this scripture because now I'm all over the Bible looking for the word path and what it means and how it's used and referenced in scripture. And there's so much there. There's so much there. There's so many tools about what the ancient path looked like.
You know, and it's interesting as the rest of that verse is, but you would have none of it. So he's saying, walk this paved path of faith and you will find rest for your souls. I mean, the people who've come before you knew something about me. They walked in wisdom. There's a faithfulness path that's been paved for you. And it reminds me of also in Hebrews that we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. Mm-hmm. And I think to find rest for our souls, we need to have humility in our hearts and teachability to say, I need to be teachable because here I find myself in another new season. What might faith look like? What might obedience look like? And that, even in the most tumultuous times, Rosie, there is rest available for the believer, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. How about you, Shannon?
Well, those two scriptures could just be the whole, you know, the show right there. But the one that I've been meditating on is Hebrews 12, verses 14 and 15. And it's make every effort to live in peace with everyone. In the footnotes I saw, even on social media. And to be holy, I'm just kidding, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. And I just think it is very, very much an active choice right now to live in peace with people that are all over the board in society. And we have to continue to just allow God's grace to flow through us, even when it's challenging.
Shannon, and I am just in awe because this is the fun part of Jesus that it just like delights me is that further on in Bonnie's verse, it talks about live in peace with everybody. I mean, Romans 12, 9 through 21 goes on to say the same thing, and God has you camped there too.
Yeah.
Isn't that so confirming? It's so fun. It's so fun.
Wonderful. Well, we've got a couple prayer requests that have just come in. So before I get to my next questions, this one, actually three requests have just come in. This one, please pray for my ex-husband, Mark, to be restored to a right relationship with God and with our daughters. Any of you want to take that one?
I'd love to take that
one,
Susie. Father, we just want to lift this young man before you, and we just ask, Lord, that you would send a witness in his life every time he turns around. We just pray there would be somebody he loves and respects, who knows you, who would be speaking into his life. We pray for the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit over him. We thank you, Lord, that you can be the one to bring reconciliation to this man and to his family. And we ask, Lord, that your presence and your power, we invite you into this situation in a powerful way, and we thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord. We're coming up on a break, so I'm going to pray for Luke, who just texted in. He's just one of our precious listeners because I have the benefit of watching the clock, but I see a few more that have come in that I'll assign to you girls on the other side. But before we go to break, I want to pray for Luke. He says, going through some trials right now, nothing life-threatening, but very challenging spiritually. I feel uprooted from my routine and frustrated. And that's so much of what these girls were talking about before the show. I think everybody feels that way in some way. He says, I've realized that in these times, I wonder where God is. Why is this time so hard and murky? But through the faithful testimony of my brothers, I remember that God works biggest in my life through these hard times. You got it, Luke. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I do pray for just a tangible sense, oh God, of your presence in his life. I pray that in the days ahead, much like Bonnie just prayed, that you would bring people to Luke to affirm how much you love him, how true your word is, that you have a plan and a purpose. And even in times of absolute uncertainty, things are certain in your heart. You've written every one of Luke's days down in a book before he even lived even one. And you know when he rises up, when he sits down, you know what he's going to say before he says it. And he's seated with you, so he's more secure than he could ever possibly be. I pray that all of that would settle into his spirit, even in these physical times of uncertainty. But just for the sake of grace and goodness, I pray get him into a rhythm and help him find a new normal in this kind of season, Lord. We commit our dear brother to you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah and amen. All right, friends, we're going to pause here, and I see a few more requests coming, and keep them coming. We want to stand with you. I'm talking. It's an Intercessor's Insight show with Shannon, Rosie, and Bonnie. These are mighty women of God. We're just going to talk about that behind-the-scenes secret place, what it means to lean in, to listen for the voice of God, to respond to what he says, and the power that comes out of that place. We'll be back in a minute. There's no substitute for the power and the presence of Almighty God. No substitute whatsoever. And there's so many things that are shaking right now. So many things that are uncertain. I was going to say that feel uncertain. They are uncertain. But what you can know for sure is the love of God never changes, that his promises remain. And then when you stand on the rock of your salvation, everything else can shake and you can stay sturdy. You can have the mind of Christ, the peace of Christ, and you can actually become a light shining in the darkness. Thanks for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. We're doing, by popular demand, another Intercessor's Insight show. These girls are so important to me. Bonnie Newberg is my mentor, and this is not something she wanted to do. She loves me, so that's why she's here. But she's very, very much an introvert, very much spends hours in the secret place, but uncomfortable in the media realm. So I just bless her for taking the giant leap of faith. Rosie, you've probably heard before on Bill's show. She works for us, with us, I should say, at KTIS, at the Faith Radio and the university. And we love having her. She's an author. And then Shannon Belzer is also a pastor, a co-pastor with her husband. But the synergy between these three girls when they were on last time, just talking about the power of prayer, was so amazing. And so many of you said, please, please do this again. So here we are. But we're also taking your prayer requests. So please feel free, because these are women you want praying for you. 877-933-2484. Text in your prayer request. So Shannon, I'm going to assign this one to you. And then there's one that, Rosie, this person needs a physical miracle, and you've been a recipient of that. So this one, I just could cry. It says, please pray for me. I have been reflecting on my life quite a bit this week, and I've had a lot of selfishness and bitterness revealed, and my heart aches, and there's lots of tears. Oh, I just want to wrap my arms around you. But Shannon, would you pray for that dear soul?
Yes, Lord, we just lift this individual up, God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just uproot that root of bitterness, God, that you would just remove that and allow the healing of your Holy Spirit to begin to come in. And Lord, we ask that forgiveness would begin to flow, God, just wells and wells of forgiveness, and that, God, any past traumas, any past challenges, God, that the enemy has tried to wreak havoc in this person's life with, God, I ask that you would just release that from them. In Jesus' name, we ask for your supernatural healing and your supernatural grace to cover them so that, God, they can continue to forgive and begin moving and walking in love again. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You are very precious to God, dear one. Mm-hmm. Okay, Janet has texted in before. She has a terminal diagnosis where doctors have basically said there's basically no hope, but she continues to have hope, and she's actually seen different changes, but the doctors keep saying, there's significant heart damage and you won't survive this. So I'll just read what she's saying, but I'm saying this, Janet, because Rosie's husband received diagnosis of no turning back, that it was terminal. He was going to die, and he's still alive. So Janet says, I'm here again asking for someone to fill my jars, as in 2 Kings. I've been given 2 no-cure diagnoses, multiple myeloma, amyloidosis causing heart damage. I now do holistic as chemo nearly destroyed me. Male blood work doesn't confirm it. I've been discouraged and praying they made a mistake. And she wants a miracle from God. And she says, Rosie is actually very special to me. So I wonder, Rosie, if you'd pray for a miracle.
Yes. Janet is very special to me, too. We have been praying, and I do believe for Janet that the Lord is not done with her job here on earth yet. So, yes, so, Lord, I just thank you that we can bring all the listeners of Faith Radio, that we can bring Janet before your throne, that, Lord, that you have already been a victor over disease, Lord, that we thank the doctors for their wisdom, but, Lord, that you surpass the wisdom of man is but folly to the power of God. So, Lord, we stand on your truth of your scripture, Lord. You have sent your word to deliver us out of our destructions and heal our diseases. Our diseases, according to Psalm 103, our inequities have been forgiven, and you have healed our diseases. Your will, according to Jeremiah, is that you bind our wounds and heal our diseases. So, Lord Jesus, we stand there on the ground that you have given us by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that he has defeated disease on the hills of Calvary, that we do not have to receive it. We will not receive from the enemy what Jesus has died to release us from. So in the name of Jesus Christ, Janet, be healed. Yes, in the Jesus name of Jesus name. Christ, for anybody hearing this message that mental Amen. Illness or physical illness, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not receive from the enemy what Jesus has died to heal us from.
Yes, somebody give me an amen.
Wow. Amen.
Okay, Bonnie, this one's for you. And it says, thanks for bringing your prayer warriors together, Susie. I've been praying for years that God would raise up Christians to serve as political leaders at the local, state, national level. Perhaps some of your listeners will be those people. Man, I love that vision. Mm. Or the prayer warriors behind them. Can you pray for that request? Bonnie, get going. I can't wait to hear you.
Wow. Lord, we just thank you that your word tells us that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Lord, we're praying that you would raise up leaders in our nation, in our country, in our state, Lord God, that love you and want to honor your word. Father, we just thank you that you've told us that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know you've heard us, we know we have the thing we've asked of you. We thank you, Father, that we believe this is your will, righteous and godly leaders. And we just stand for that. We just thank you, Lord, that there's people all over this nation that are praying and seeking your face around this. We're repenting, Lord God. We're believing you to come and to heal our land. And we stand together in agreement for that. I thank you for that prayer request. And we just say amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I've debated on whether I should share this on radio. I've shared it on Facebook, but that's just a different platform. And Bonnie knows about this, but I've got to share it here just because I feel like it speaks to the power of intercession and God's willingness to speak to our hearts. But it was, I think, October 30th, I went to bed very burdened over the corruption that really infiltrates every kind of mountain of influence in our society, you know, media, entertainment, the political realm, everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm like, Lord, we are in not only a post-Christian culture, we are in a post-truth culture. People don't really even care. Mm-hmm. If it's true, they're shrugging their shoulders. I mean, this is where we are. So, Lord, how can there be justice in the streets when people don't care about corruption? They want what they want. And I went to bed very burdened under that. And just, you know, for the record, about 5 years ago, Kevin and I just started to pray, Lord, you said in your word that in the latter days, you know, men and women would dream dreams and see visions. And he promised that. So we took him at his word and said, Lord, we want you to speak to us. Let our hearts instruct us at night as you promised. And he has given us some very vivid dreams that actually have given us direction and ministry. Well, this particular night, I had a vivid dream. I went to bed discouraged. In this dream, I'm standing up to my knees in this pile of rubble, and they were big chunks of buildings, and you could tell they were buildings of power. They weren't the White House, but they looked like halls of power. And the field of rubble was about the size of a football field. I'm standing up to my knees, and the warmth of the sun is on me, and the look on my face is, I can't believe that just happened. I was like in awe. Off to the left was this kind of heavenly city, and it glowed like with yellows and oranges, and you could see it was like halls of power, but they were they looked heavenly. You know, they had hues of orange and yellow on them. And then I looked over my shoulder, and about every 20 feet, there was someone else standing in the rubble up to their knees with the same awe, with the warmth of the sun, and then looking over at that heavenly city. And all of us were like, no way did that just happen. And dream, I'm watching through, it's almost like I was watching myself, like watching a movie unfold. And I knew in my dream what was dismantled and brought to rubble was corruption.
Yay.
And these people were all intercessors. And so we were just our tiny little prayers as we're pounding away and pounding away.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Mm-hmm. And then God said, I'll show you what I will do. And then I woke up and my Bible was open to Psalm 46. And I hope y'all don't mind me sharing this, but this might be an encouragement to somebody. Psalm 46, oh my goodness, I'm watching my clock. Hang with me, friends. This is live radio. You gotta love it. Yeah. You might just have to go there. Go to Psalm 46. But it talks about a city that will not be destroyed and how nations shake. And then the next day I landed in Isaiah 25. Go to Psalm 46 and Isaiah 25. It talks about cities going to rubble, but the city of God can never be destroyed.
Amen.
Telling you, I didn't like change my mind about my attitude. I woke up like roaring with faith, with fire. God who just changed my perspective. And I'm like, he will do what he says he will do.
Amen.
And we are going to be amazed. And so I think we do intercede for godly biblical leaders. Yeah. Psalm 75:10 says, I will cut off the strength of the wicked and increase the power of the godly.
Yeah.
I pray that every single day. So let me just share with you as we're getting ready to go to break here on Isaiah 25. Oh Lord, I will honor and praise your name. You are my God. You do such wonderful things you planned long ago, and now you've accomplished them. Listen to this. You turn mighty cities into heaps of ruins. Cities with strong walls are turned to rubble. Beautiful palaces in distant lands disappear and are never rebuilt. Therefore, strong nations will declare your glory, and ruthless nations will fear you. But you, oh God, are a tower of refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in distress, a refuge from the storm, a shelter in the heat. And then it jumps ahead and it says, in that day, the people will proclaim, this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is our Lord in whom we trusted. Let us rejoice in the salvation he brings. And it was like this awe going, we went on the fact that you are who you say you are, but we had no idea how much you are who you say you are.
Amen.
And we need to pause here, but I just want you to be encouraged, friends. Pray like there's a God in heaven who hears you when you pray, because there is a God in heaven who hears you when
Amen.
You pray. And he hates corruption more than you do. Mm-hmm. So pray the will, pray the word of God, and watch him do wonders. More with these great intercessors on the other side.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Thanks so much for tuning into Suzy Larson Live. This is a show where we just hope you can come and find rest, get some deep spiritual insight, maybe get a reprieve from all the vitriol that's out there, and get some time and space to hear a word from the Lord to strengthen you in your faith journey, to remind you who you are, whose you are, and what God's word says to you and about you. A month ago, we did this show called Intercessors Insights, and we gathered three very dear women to my heart. Shannon Velser, Rosie Brosnan, and Bonnie Newberg, who happens to be my mentor. And we did this show called Intercessors Insights. We just gave some behind-the-scenes look at that, at people who spend a lot of time in the secret place praying. And a number of you said, do it again. So here they are again today. And we came prepared to talk more about that, to share what we sense God is saying. But girls, the prayer requests are coming in so fast and furious that I want to respond to the needs of the hour, if you don't mind. So we'll just bring you back next time and we'll talk more unless the needs are great again. But let's just go for these if you're okay with that.
Sure.
And I'll just, you guys can grab which ones you want. This dear one says, Anonymous, my daughter, who's intellectually rejected Jesus, she's a wonderful, warm, smart person, doesn't make bad choices or have a rebellious spirit. She just doesn't see the logic in Christianity. And even in some very difficult life circumstances, seems to find her own self to be sufficient. I just pray. We can't talk about it anymore. Love listening to these faithful ladies. Any of you have a heart for that one?
I do. I totally do, Susie. I'll go for that one.
All right. Go for it.
Oh, so Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this woman's mother's heart, Lord. It marries the heart of every single mom out there, Lord. So this is a great prayer to multiply. Lord, according to Acts 16:31, you say, for those who fear the Lord, thine and thy house shall be saved.
Amen.
Lord,
Jesus,
you are not done with her daughter yet. Lord, according to Isaiah 65, we did not labor in vain. Our children are not for calamity, but rather for blessing from generation to generation to generation. Lord, you are aware of this child. You knit her in her mother's womb. You chose her at this mother, Lord, because she knows you and that she is pouring seeds into this child, Lord. It is your will, according to Peter, that none should perish, but all should come into repentance, Lord. And according to Romans, O God, you say by your loving kindness, you bring us into repentance. So, Lord, I am praying a blessing of your loving kindness upon this child, upon all children who have strayed, Lord, upon their parents who are on their knees, prevailing in prayer for them, Lord, that we will see the day that they will call you, Lord, and Savior, and heaven will rejoice because you have a plan for that child, and it is not for them to perish, but to prosper in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on, somebody. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. There's just nothing like prayer. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had a little outburst there. Okay.
So,
all right, here's one. Please pray for my husband, Randy, for his salvation and against the prostate cancer in his body. Shannon, Bonnie, either one of you?
Yeah, I can pray for that.
Okay, do it.
All right, God, we just lift up Randy right now. God, we ask that you would just open up his eyes. God, take the blinders off of his eyes, God, for God, that he would see his need for you in this time, God, that, Lord, he would be open, soft-hearted, and that, God, you would begin to just even bring messengers of hope, of the truth into his life. Mm-hmm. Plant the seeds that have been planted. I pray, God, they would continue to be watered and they would grow in his life, and that, God, there would be a moment, God, where he would see clearly, God, the path he is on and the path that you want him on, God, that he would choose you, God, that he would choose you in his own secret place, God, where he is maybe wrestling or struggling through something. God, I pray you would reveal yourself to him in a miraculous way, in a vision or in a dream, whatever it may be. God, would you reveal him or yourself to him and his need for you? And God, I pray for the healing of the cancer. God, we lift that up. God, we ask that you would just, God, remove that cancer in the name of Jesus, and that you would release healing over his body, and that, God, this would be a testimony for this couple, a God of healing, of salvation, and God, in a time where there is so much trouble that they're experiencing, God, that they would come out of this, God, just singing your praise and sharing the good work that you have done in their life.
In the courtrooms of heaven. Amen.
Let it be. Bonnie, here's one for you. Widow of 18 months, cataract in both eyes, almost blind in right eye, inoperable because of liver disease. I need a miracle.
Oh, wow.
I'll wrap you up. Her name's Jeannie.
Wow. Her name is Jeannie?
Yeah.
Lord, we just come together in agreement. We thank you that there is power there. And I just pray, Father, for the comfort of the Holy Spirit around this dear one. We just thank you, Lord, that that she's reaching out to you, and I know you're reaching out to her. Lord God, I thank you that you're the one who gives sight to the eyes. And we just pray for a miraculous intervention in her life, Lord God.
Jesus.
We just pray for an encounter with joy for her, Lord God, because the joy of the Lord is her strength. We just pray, Father, for the presence and power of God to just overshadow her. We pray her times with you would be just dynamic and revelatory, Lord God. We pray that she would know that she's loved, that you have a plan for her life, even right here, right now. There's a destiny in God over her life, and we're just calling it forth. Yes. We thank you for her, Lord God, and we just bless her to that end. Mm-hmm. Pray for favor to surround her like a shield in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Grant her that miracle. And my producer wanted me to remind you, if we don't get to all these requests, because so many are coming in, she will take these and get them written down and take them to our meeting that we have twice a week. And we pray by name for you. So I want you to know that. We'll get to as many of these as we can. But Donette says, Susie, your dream has been what's kept me going the last few weeks, because I shared it on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for sharing it. Pray our son can come home for Christmas. He's in the military. His leave has been granted, but concerned COVID may change that. Any one of you want to take that?
Wow.
I can take it, Susie.
All right.
Lord, I just thank you for her son's service. Lord, I thank you for all the military who are serving our country, Lord, who are who are in the body, keeping us safe. What you do in the spiritual realm, you are using them to keep us safe. So, Lord, I pray that all connections and all possibilities, COVID cannot stand in the way of what you have designed for this son to come home.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just stand as a block against COVID and all of its complications. Lord, we ask your angel armies, we command them in the name of Jesus Christ to keep pathways open. They love to be of service, Lord, especially when it's on missions of you, Jesus. So we know that they will keep those pathways open, Lord. We are trusting that they will have a reunion, and they will do so, Lord, in memory and in thanksgiving for all of those soldiers and who cannot come home. And Lord, for all the people listening, that we would be, that you would keep through your Holy Spirit all of our military on our hearts, Lord. Lord, during this holiday season, plus their families, Lord, keep that fire in us to pray for them, O Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
This anonymous listener says, both our teen kids know the Lord, but this pandemic has been very hard on them. So much, in fact, that they've said things like, what's the point of living? I just need to know there's a reason to keep the faith. One even seems to be having a faith crisis and ready to walk away from Christ. Teens are being particularly shaken this season. And you sure understand it, because so much of their formation is in community and is in activity, faith activity. And connection, and the enemy has had a heyday on this, so we're going to declare they will not die but live
through
the works of the Lord. But who wants to pray over these teens, and really who they represent, all of the teens who are feeling this way?
I can do that. I we were in youth ministry for a long time, and I have kids that are at home distance learning, and so we're seeing this firsthand, and we as parents and as people have to keep these kids lifted up. So, Lord, we just pray, God, for our young people right now, God, that are experiencing attacks of the enemy, like generations before have never seen. And so, God, we stand in the gap for them. We pray for mental health and clarity in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you would protect their minds while they're on screens so often, God. Lord, protect them from predators. Protect them from things that are ungodly. Protect them from falling into depression. Protect even their brains, God, that are affected by all of this screen time, God. It has negative impacts on their health, and they're not even aware of why they're feeling this way. Would you just supernaturally keep this generation, God, that has had so much shifting without a lot of warning, God, would you keep them close to your heart, God, and keep them whole and healed? And God, we pray for those who are in homes that are not healthy, that God, they are stuck in homes. They have lost their schools. They have lost their healthy outlets. And God, we specifically stand in the gap for those kids. God, would you protect them? Would you keep them from harm? Would you send Christian, godly people to surround them and help them, God, to have eyes to see these kids that, God, are struggling and don't even know how to verbalize it, God. We just command you, Satan, take your hands off of this generation. We rebuke you in Jesus' name, God. I believe in the name of Jesus and proclaim that this generation who has gone through harder things than so many previous generations will actually be stronger in the Lord because of the difficulties. And God, that you are raising up a heroic generation in the name of Jesus.
As evil as intended for evil, God will promise to make unto good. Lord, we claim this over over this generation,
yes,
that you are building iron in them, and they will not fall. They are not desperate. They are of sound mind,
yes,
full of power,
God,
and
yes,
love and self-control.
Yes.
Lord, we know who they are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know,
Hallelujah.
This is one of the reasons it's so important as we pray together and we pray with people of faith, because what Shannon has just done is cast a vision for what is possible. And without a vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. But what if we got a vision for our youth today?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And saw them just be raised up as tomorrow's mighty, mm-hmm, or even today's mm-hmm mighty evangelists, you know?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. Amen.
Guy is a regular listener. He says, I thank God for praying women like you and your mm-hmm guests. He says, our nation under God was created to work as follows. When the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so handed things over. And mm-hmm I think in the name of comfort, we've given up freedom. And yeah, I pray God will give us wisdom on what it means to follow Jesus in this day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Let's see here. We've got this from Gail. Please pray for my niece, Renee, in her last days after almost 7-year battle with ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She has what's called chemo brain. She says she's numb, doesn't think, doesn't feel, and her heart does not feel the joy of Christ. Please pray the Holy Spirit would allow her to once again know this immeasurable joy in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Christ follower. She knows she'll see him soon, but she's so sad that she cannot feel joy. And Bonnie, we're going to go to break here in a couple minutes, but I want you to take this one if you would.
Oh, makes me want to cry. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that you see and you know. Nothing is hidden from your sight. We just pray that you draw close to this one. We just pray for the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we just pray, Father, that these last days, if this is your will, if this is a sickness unto death, Lord God, we just pray that you would draw near to her, that the joy of the Lord would be your strength. We just pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We're just asking, Lord, that the presence of God would just surround her and her family as they're there with her. Lord, we just commit this dear one to your care. Lord God, we know that you said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? And we know that it's your will that she experience and sense the power and the presence of God, especially at this time. And we thank you for it. We rejoice, Lord God, that you want to do this for her, and we're believing for it now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we do pray for just a peaceful transition. If it really, the time is upon her, we pray peace would overwhelm her, joy would overwhelm her,
yes,
and that she would sense your presence as you come and you usher her into this next life. And as before we go to break, you know, there's a gal that wrote in who's been a couple abusive, terrible abusive relationships, has been really kind of living, kind of bracing for impact, like wondering how she will ever recover. But she hasn't gotten remorse from these men in her life that have done such terrible things. And then another gal said that she's just gone through horrible trials. She's 300 pounds, almost bald. She's tried everything, no results. She can't pray about it anymore.
Oh.
Doesn't even know why to bother with God because he doesn't answer her. She's disappointed and she doesn't feel like a woman anymore. So, Father, I pray for this dear soul,
yes,
Lord, who does, how painful. I pray, God, that you would put hope in her heart where she doesn't have it. Put faith in her heart where she doesn't have it. And I speak to every system in her body, and I command it to support life and health.
Yes.
Lord God, that would go back
online.
I get the sense that there are some things offline, that they're not working.
Jesus.
But I pray every system would go back online and reconnect, that there'd be no immune confusion in her body.
Yes.
Every system would communicate the way it should and activate the way it should. I pray you'd restore the years the enemy has stolen from her.
Yes.
And I ask you to do the same for this other dear gal who's been through horrific abuse at the hands of men who are supposed to love her. I ask you, God, heal her.
Yes.
Redeem her, restore her. I pray you get her out of fight flight and help her to get into that place of rest and receiving the kingdom, your love, and your healing power.
Mm.
We're going to pause here now, and we will be back in a minute. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into Suzy Larson Live. It's a good thing to remember that when Jesus was born, when he came to us, it was an uncertain time. Leaders abused their power. The world around them was unsafe. Jesus was born as a baby, right in the midst of it all, to bring peace to earth, salvation to our souls. I want to read this from Bo Stern in her book, When Holidays Hurt. And she says this: Jesus, the only human in history with the power to write his own birth story, chose a broken one. He chose to enter our timeline low, maybe so we could all reach him. As I look at the characters of Advent, I think of my own story and I feel right at home. Like Mary, my future is also uncertain, and my family doesn't feel as perfectly pristine as those Target commercials. And yet here in the middle of this sorrow, we're making room for the arrival of the Son of God. We know he will fit right in because he's not afraid of our grief. He's acquainted with it. If he didn't avoid it in his own story, I can be certain he won't avoid it in ours. So let's make a pact today that when we look around at the bells and whistles of Christmas and when we feel alienated from all the happy, we'll remember that we fit in just fine in that first story, the real story. There in that story, our sorrow finds a home among friends, and our brokenness finds a Savior who understands. It's a beautiful place to begin and a lovely place to live. So, girls, let's just talk, if we can, for a few minutes about, you know, the prevailing things that are coming up to you in your times with the Lord, your sense about the times, any cautionary advice the Lord is giving you. I just want to hear maybe a little bit more of what's on your heart. Any one of you can go first. You can just jump.
Well, maybe I'll just jump in here a little bit. That scripture that I read in the beginning about let love be without hypocrisy and abhor that which is evil and cling to that which is good. You know, it's really been a desire of my heart to stay in love, especially with all that's going on, you know, people that you maybe don't agree with or have a different opinion about, you know. But this let love be without hypocrisy, and I've been really meditating on that. What does that actually mean? That means you still abhor which is evil, but you cleave to that which is good. And I've been reading a book, and he was talking about how you can't be discerning unless you're loving. But loving does not necessarily mean unsanctified mercy. And what he talked about in that was that unsanctified mercy is giving agreement or with something that God disapproves of or disagrees with. So this let love be without hypocrisy, abhor that which is evil, but cling to that which is good, and then be kindly affectionate to one another. That doesn't mean that, you know, you have to necessarily agree on everything, but you love anyway, and somehow love is that glue that holds it all together and makes it work. Does that make any sense?
Oh, man, Bonnie. I think you hit on something, because, you know, when we talk about being civil, we talk about being kind, we get blasted on the show, you know, on all three shows, very angry, angry people, like they can't stand that message. But I think the fear and the angst behind it is the piece you just said right there, is they're interpreting what, when we say let's be civil with those who vote differently, They're interpreting that to be unsanctified mercy. Let's just make friends with and agree and just pretend that those disagreements aren't there. Not what we're saying at all, but you said it best, Bonnie, and I think that's incredibly important. Abhor what's evil, cling to what is good, but that sacrificial love still is to love not our lives, even unto death. And I think you can tell the fruit of that is, are you getting more bitter, more impatient? Is the fruit the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit? Because if so, that's not the Spirit of the living God. So
is a key. That is absolutely a key, is that fruit of the Spirit. And you know, that really determines where you're coming from, you know. And anyway, but I thought that was very interesting. It is, love can be hypocritical if it's not rooted in not only truth. Do you know what I mean?
Susie, to just dovetail off that, what you just said about, are you becoming more bitter? I think that in this season, the Lord has been looking in my, having me examine my own life and saying, if you are weary in it, where have you been finding your joy? Is it in that perfect turkey that you shared with 15 people of people that you love and that you wanted to be with? Or is it in the pure Thanksgiving with a can of, you know, cranberry sauce that you couldn't share with anybody? that I have died for you on the cross. And so it's, you know, it's also that reflection of what God is working on with me anyway, is where is my true joy coming from? Where is my source of love coming from? And I think that's why he's bringing ancient pathways to me, that I can open up Psalms and sing Psalms to him. Mm-hmm. And there is something in my spirit that rises up. And that doesn't mean my children are doing just right. It doesn't mean that I'm not, you know, frustrated or angry or where everybody else is. But it does mean that above all those human things, my spirit can rise up with the Lord in a companionship and in cooperation and in relationship with him. And that is real joy of heart. It's true joy.
Yeah, surpasses your circumstances. Mm-hmm. I think that's powerful. Mm-hmm. Shannon, really, how about good. You?
You know, Susie, I've really been praying through this entire season about just, God, what are you doing? And what are the purposes, you know, that you're using this for? And I really feel like, you know, in March, it was kind of this like, we were jolted awake, almost like if you think of yourself falling asleep in front of the TV a long time ago when we used to watch, like, the TV shows with the commercials. Now we just fast forward.
Right, now we just stream. Yeah, what's that, Mom?
I remember, exactly. I remember when I was younger, if you were up a little late and you're falling asleep, you're watching a show and you're kind of in a stupor, and then they used to play these commercials where all of a sudden it's very loud and it wakes you up and you're like, oh my gosh, like, mm-hmm. I was falling asleep. Well, I kind of feel like that was us as the American church. Like, yeah, we were almost like we were starting to fall asleep, and we had no idea that we were kind of zoned out. And then COVID and everything that happened literally just jolted us awake, like one of those commercials out of, oh, I didn't even realize I was falling asleep. I didn't even realize that was happening, and I better get to bed. I what am I doing here? You know, I'm still on the couch at this time. But I kind of feel like that was the first phase of what we experienced. And I've been just really feeling in this kind of more recent phase, at least in our area, where there's been, you know, changes with mandates and things like that, and not anything to do with the mandates. But I just feel like that there has been a weariness in a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But as I really sought the Lord, I felt like he told me that what he is doing in this current season is more of a refining work in his people. And I actually feel like a lot of us, it's easier. We have two choices. There's kind of two ways we can handle refining. And refining basically just means to be free from moral imperfection, to be free from what is coarse or what is vulgar, if you look it up in the dictionary. And so we have one of two choices. We can either lean into it and focus on God's voice. And if we, like with the ancient pathways, if we can tune out all of the social media, I mean, we are just encouraging our friends, you know, just stay off of it right now. Mm-hmm. Our church, just stay off of it. It's so unhealthy right now. And lean into the voice of the Lord. The ancient pathways there will be so much growth opportunity for those of us who allow this time for the Lord to do the deeper work.
Amen.
And then there's other of us who, you know, we're focusing on all of the distractions, and we're losing this opportunity as people of God to grow deeper and to even just lean into that refining. There's just so much opportunity for us right now.
I love that word, so much opportunity. Go ahead, Rosie.
I think, and the opportunity is in accountability.
Yeah.
It's you know, the part of Jeremiah 6, it says, ask for the ancient pathways. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to come to the cross and say, Lord, teach us.
Yeah.
Yep. Lord, tell us what we need to close down. Tell us what we need to let go of. Take the chaff off, you know, let it blow in the wind. We might be a little, you know, a little cold for a little while, you know, as he's teaching us some new habits and obedience, you know, training. But boy, to Susie's point, you know, when this all started and it was off mic, he is actually getting us lean.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He is building our spiritual muscle, and it is lean.
Yeah.
And if I were the enemy, I'd be really worried myself, because the Lord is empowering his people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I kind of had a visual of, if you've seen those war movies, which I don't really watch very closely, but like of a brave heart, that imagery of at the end when there's a victory and they're coming out and they're stronger and they're victorious. I just felt like the Lord said, if you can lean into what I want to do in the deep places, in the refining places, at the end of all of this, you're going to come out like that brave heart.
Right. You know? Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, so get ready to wrap here. Girls, first of all, thank you for the time, and got a number of texts saying, please have them back. So please come back and join us. And thank you for joining me today. You guys were wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Susie, for the opportunity. Love your witness.
Appreciate you, girls. Yeah. And just, you know, I did this thing on Facebook. I want you to peek at because we're running out of time here. But the two things that the enemy will hate in your life is the power of God and the love of God. So if you can walk in the power of God and walk in the love of God, his plans will come to nothing. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Susie Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.